Quite a day in college football yesterday. Let's bring in Mike Cozzi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Had one terrific game to watch and one blowout game.
Well, if it was going to be the good one and the early one and the bad one, the late one, I'm glad it turned out that way. Because
yeah.
The Alabama-Clemson game, you could have turned off after 5 minutes. Watching that game, it was a wonder that Clemson won any games this year. They looked awful, totally inept. They looked like little boys playing against men. They were totally outclassed, unprepared for the game, and overwhelmed. That's about all you can say about that game.
The first game, though, was really...
The first game was probably the best college football game of the year, and there's been some good ones. The Georgia-Oklahoma game, where Oklahoma looked like they were going to run Georgia out of the building early, Georgia came back not only to tie but take a lead in the second half, and then Oklahoma tied it and then took the lead on a turnover late in the fourth quarter. Georgia went down the field to tie the game to send it to overtime. Two field goals in the first round of overtime. In the second round, Oklahoma got stopped. Three downs, tried a field goal, got the field goal blocked. And then Georgia on the second play in overtime ran it in the end zone. Georgia goes to the finals at home in Atlanta against Alabama. And watching the games yesterday, I think Georgia takes care of business against Alabama pretty easily.
If Georgia can... I agree with you. If Georgia can score the points they scored against, which I think they can, which they scored against Oklahoma.
Oklahoma's defense isn't shoddy.
That's right. And Georgia's defense is a very good defense. And they managed to hold the line. Really, the one touchdown, as you said, was a return fumble. I mean, Georgia, I think, will win. But, you know, the first game that I watched was also a fun game to watch with Auburn and Central Florida. That was a fun game to watch.
Yeah, meaningless football.
Yeah, but it was fun.
It was like watching the 49ers play the Rams.
But it was fun to watch because, it was a close game that went down to the end.
And yeah, Auburn was one game away from playing in the championship. So that bowl game yesterday meant absolutely zero to them. And for UCF, it was a good win.
Yeah.
UCF is in a bad conference, yeah. And they're the best team in a bad conference. UCF is a good football team, and they should get out of the conference that they're in and get in some with the big boys. I'm not saying to go in the SEC, but UCF could probably be an ACC school in football.
I think so, and their coach is now going to Nebraska, taking his whole staff.
That doesn't sound too good.
No. That's
UCF might fall off the map,
yep.
And Nebraska's been off the map for about 15 years.
Yeah, this kid who coaches that team is really amazing. They only won two games last year when he took over. And look what happened this year. They went 13-0.
Yeah, they were good a few years back, too, when they had some big
yeah.
quarterback.
Yeah.
And they're a streaky team. They're either good or bad.
Yeah, but it was a fun game to watch anyway.
But
now,
that Georgia-Oklahoma game.
Outstanding.
That was a tremendous football game. If you like football, boy, you and your glory watching that one.
That's it, because you had great defensive plays and great offensive plays.
Yeah, the score wasn't indicative of it. It was just a real, real good football game.
All right, let's move on to the classic, the frigid classic yesterday. Holy smokes.
Didn't watch a second of it.
I watched about 4 minutes of it, only on replay, the last 4 minutes of it I watched. But why would you sit in an open stadium when it was that cold?
You said that yesterday.
I just don't understand it.
You couldn't pay me to sit there. And as far as the reason why I was not watching the game, you could say all you want. They're moving. They're warm. It's cold. It's windy. It's awful conditions. If it was a football game, they would have said it's unplayable conditions. What's the difference between football and hockey? Because they play it on ice? There's really no difference to it. Those are pretty unplayable conditions yesterday in Queens, and those two teams even went to overtime, much to their dismay. And the Rangers came up on top, but I'm sure Buffalo was just happy to get out of there without frostbite.
That's exactly right. All right, boy, coaching in the NFL. How about the Packers? They got rid of Dom Capers after he's been there for, what, 8-9 years?
Packers?
Yeah.
Dom, you mean as a defensive coordinator?
Yep.
I'd get rid of them, too, the way their defense played. Their defense was awful. Their defense was like Swiss cheese this year. I'd get rid of them, too.
And what? There's now six head coaching openings, and, well, actually five, because Gruden already knows. We already know where Gruden's going.
Well, there's still probably six, because the guy in Cincinnati's probably going to leave. Yeah. I don't think he's going to stay anymore.
Yeah, well, they're probably giving him the option to retire.
Well, they're already talking about putting him in the front office, so that'll be another one that opens up for him.
All right.
But these teams that they keep on retreading coaches, they've been bad forever. These are teams that just aren't, they're just not good. So, see what happens.
Yeah.
It would never happen, but what the NFL needs is some retraction, in my opinion. There's too many teams.
It's a problem that Major League Baseball face.
Oh, no doubt.
Yep.
There's teams in baseball needs retraction too, because the talent is so thin. And you could say the same thing in football, because if you remember back when football was football, every team had more than a viable backup. I mean, look at the 49ers and the Giants. The 49ers had Steve Young. The Giants had Hostetler, who won them a Super Bowl.
Yep.
Those things wouldn't be able to happen today. Because the quality and the playing depth is so thin. The NFL and Major League Baseball, I totally believe, should be retracted. Never going to happen.
Yeah. It's too much of a good thing, and it gets watered down.
It's like that little restaurant you go to where the food is very good and it's packed all the time. Well, then that little restaurant becomes a bigger restaurant, and it's not as good anymore.
Absolutely.
And that's what the NFL is, and baseball.
All right. I want you to stay warm today, and it looks like you might get some snow come to the next part of the week.
Hey, it's so cold out, I'll gladly take a snow day this week.
Hey, it's a heat wave here. We're 13 degrees warmer than yesterday. It's 3 above.
Yeah, it's supposed to be 26 here. I might have to wear shorts.
Okay, Mike, I will speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care. Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.